To my Israelite kinsmen all over the world, greetings in the name of Yeshua Christ, and may the divine influence be with you. This is part two of all the verses on saved. You can follow along with the article by going to thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Saved is found in the Word Studies menu. In part one, we went over the definitions from the Webster's 1828 dictionary and the Hebrew definitions for the word saved. Every definition was about preservation, being delivered from danger, safety, continuing in life, or health. Not one of the definitions was defined as, or even implied, a guarantee of eternal life, entering the kingdom, or being saved the way the churches erroneously teach. Statistics show that 75% of Americans claim to be Christian, and they are all supposedly saved. What is sad is that this is no different than taking the mark of the beast. They have claimed salvation through a Jewish Jesus and are now high-minded because they think they are now guaranteed a flight on the rapture plane which will take them to their mansion in the sky, when in reality, they have sold their souls to falsehood, and they are wallowing in the ditch, and the only guarantee they have, if they continue in this false belief, is a front row seat in the fires of Gehenna. Yahweh is clear that the proud and the ignorant and the willful sinner will be destroyed. It matters who and what we believe. So now let's observe all these different words that mean saved. Genesis 2:15. And Yahweh Elohim took Adam and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep or guard it. Dress it and keep it refers to cultivate it and guard it. H. 8104, shamar, means to guard, protect, regard, preserve. Yahweh sent the race of Adam to observe, watch, retain, keep, and preserve his creation. Archaeologists tell us that farming and cultivation started around 5000 BC. Right around the same time, Yahweh personally breathed his spirit into Adam, the man. Genesis 3:22. And Yahweh Elohim said, "Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And at this time, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever." The Hebrew has, "The man is become a scribe as one of us." The scribe part has to do with the gaining of knowledge. Before they sinned, Adam and Eve did not know evil. Flesh that knows evil cannot be allowed to have immortality. Verse 23. Therefore Yahweh Elohim sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from where he was taken. Adam and Eve are driven out of the sinless Eden because of their disobedience, their knowledge gained through race mixing. Verse 24. So he drove out the man and placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep or guard or preserve the way of the tree of life. Adam was sent by Yahweh to be superintendent of the earth, to fix what Satan profaned and violated, and restore, guard, and preserve the original creation. But he failed and disobeyed Yahweh, and because of this he fell, hence the fall of Adam. He lost his Shekinah glory, his incorruptible body, and became mortal again. But this is all part of Yahweh's plan. This life is a test, a trial. If we obey and follow Yahweh's laws and commands, we will be preserved through it and ultimately live. Genesis 19:15. And when the morning arose, then the messengers hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take your wife and your two daughters, which are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, Yahweh being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him outside the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape, or slip away, for your life, or to preserve your life. Look not behind you, neither stay you in all the plain. Escape, or slip away to the mountain, lest you be consumed. The Septuagint has, Save your own life by all means. H4422, Malat, means to slip away, escape, deliver, save, preserve. Verse 18, And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my Elohim. Behold now, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving commitment, which you have showed unto me in saving, or preserving, my life. And I cannot escape, or slip away, to the mountain, as some calamity take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape, or slip away there. Is it not a petty one? And my soul shall live. Lot and his daughters escaped, or slipped away, from the calamity and were preserved. H 2421, Kaya, a verb, and means to remain alive, to preserve alive. Genesis 26:3, Yahweh speaking to Isaac. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and bless you. For unto you and unto your seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham your father. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of the sky, and will give it unto your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the land be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept, or guarded, or preserved, my charge, or my injunctions, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Charge is H4931, Mishmereth, a noun which means guard, post, function, obligation, service, office, injunction, objectively preservation. The object of preservation would be the law, commands, and statutes, which by them is mortal preservation. Genesis 28:18, And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. Bethel means house of El. El is short for Elohim, God. Verse 20, And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If Elohim will be with me, and will keep, or protect, or guard, or preserve me, in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Yahweh be my Elohim. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be Elohim's house, and of all that you shall give me, I will surely give a tenth unto you. This stone, or pillar, is the very stone that was carried by the Israelites wherever they dwelt, the stone of destiny. It was later carried to Ireland, then Scotland, and ultimately Britain. This stone was in the presence of the kings of Israel, and rests under the coronation chair of the British throne now. All the kings of Israel were anointed over this stone. Queen Elizabeth II is a descendant of David. Queen Elizabeth II is not a Jew. She's a white woman. but she does not follow Yahweh. Jacob prepares to meet Esau, Genesis 32:11. Deliver, or preserve me, I pray you, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children. H 5337, Natsal, is a verb, and means to protect, guard, deliver, preserve. Jacob trusted in Yahweh to protect, guard, and deliver him from Esau. Yahweh preserved Jacob and his family. Jacob's wrestling at Peniel, Genesis 32:28. And he said, Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince has you power with Elohim and with men, and has prevailed. Men is H 376, Ish, in this context meaning mighty one, an angel, a messenger of Yahweh. Verse 29, And Jacob asked him, and said, Tell me, I pray you, your name. And he said, Wherefore is it that you do ask for my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen Elohim face to face, and my life is preserved. Peniel means facing Yahweh. Notice the correct translation and meaning, preserved. The King James gets it right every once in a while. Genesis 37:22, And Reuben said unto his brothers, Shed no blood, but cast Joseph into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid, or rescue him out of their hands, to deliver, or return, or restore him to his father again. Reuben was looking for a way to preserve Joseph's life, to return him to his father and be the hero. In Genesis, the meaning of guarding and keeping the law is emphasized. It's directly related to mortal preservation. Our ancestors relied on Yahweh to deliver, rescue, and save them from danger, the enemy, and death. All of these examples show that we are preserved in this mortal life when we call upon Yahweh and guard his instructions. Pharaoh charged the Hebrew midwives to kill all the Hebrew males, Exodus 1:22. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, Every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive, or preserve alive. H 24:21, Kaya, is a verb. It means to let live, to preserve alive. The Geneva has, but reserve every made child alive. Exodus 2:16. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water, and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds of Midian came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them, or defended, or rescued, and watered their flock. H 34:67, Yasha, is a verb, and means to free, defend, deliver, help, rescue, and preserve. Preserve, or save, from troubles. Exodus 6:5, And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid, or save, or deliver you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you an Elohim, and you shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brings you forth out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Redeem is H1350 Ga'al and means to act as kinsman redeemer, to ransom. Yahweh delivered our ancestors from bondage and preserved them as the people because of his covenant. Exodus 15:26. And Moses said, If you will diligently hearken to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep, or guard, protect, preserve, all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh that heals you. When we guard, keep, protect, and preserve his commandments, we are preserved. Exodus 31:12. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths you shall keep, or guard. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you. You shall keep, or guard, the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death. For whoever does any work therein, that person shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy, or set apart, to Yahweh. Whosoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep, or guard, the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. Keeping, or preserving, the Sabbaths is a commandment. Our preservation and blessings depend on it. When we guard his ways, we are preserved. In Exodus, guarding the commandments and will of Yahweh preserves you in this life. The other examples of helping fellow kinsmen also lead to mortal preservation. Leviticus 18:4. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall therefore keep, or guard, observe, or preserve, my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am Yahweh. Follow the law and be preserved. Guard his Torah and live in it. Preservation in this mortal life. Leviticus 25:18. Wherefore you shall do my statutes and keep, or guard, observe, preserve, my judgments, and do them, and you shall dwell in the land safely. And the land shall yield her fruit, and you shall eat your fill, and dwell therein safely. Yahweh guards and preserves his obedient children, who guard and preserve his statutes and judgments. Leviticus 25:35. And if your brother be poor, and his hand fail with you, then you shall strengthen him, though he be a sojourning kinsman, that he may live with you. Take no usury of him or increase, but fear your Elohim, that your brother may live, or continue in life, or be preserved with you. When we oppress our own people, we are not preserving them, or ourselves. In Leviticus, the law and brotherly love are emphasized and lead to mortal preservation. Numbers 10:9. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow the signal with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall be saved, or delivered, rescued, preserved from your hated enemies. When we are obedient and follow his commands, we are remembered and preserved and delivered from troubles. Numbers 14:36. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned, and made all the congregation to murmur against him, by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague before Yahweh. But Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived, or remained alive, or were preserved. Note, Joshua and Caleb were the only two men from the whole group that left the Exodus that made it into the Promised Land because of their trust and allegiance in Yahweh. They were preserved. The examples in Numbers continue to show that we are preserved when we are obedient and trust in Yahweh. Deuteronomy 4:40. You shall keep, or guard, observe, preserve, therefore his statutes and commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days upon the earth, which Yahweh your Elohim gives you forever. Preserving and observing his instructions prolongs your days upon the earth. Mortal preservation. Deuteronomy 6:24. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our Elohim for our good at all times, that he might preserve, or sustain, or keep us alive, as it is at this day. The Septuagint has, that we may live. The King James Version will occasionally use the correct English word, preserve. Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, Israel, what does Yahweh your Elohim require of you, but to revere Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep, or guard, observe, preserve, the commandments of Yahweh, and his statutes which I command you this day for your good in this life. Obedience equals preservation in this life. It also puts you in position to inherit the next life. You don't inherit eternal life by just believing and declaring yourself saved, as if eternal life is up to you. Chapter 28 includes the curses of disobedience. Deuteronomy 28:31. Your ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat thereof. Your ass shall be violently taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given unto your hated enemies, and you shall have none to rescue, or save, or preserve. The Septuagint has, and you shall have no helper. The Geneva Bible has, and no man shall rescue them for you. Jeshurun is a symbolic name of Jacob Israel. It means pleasant, prosperous, straight, upright. Our people, true Anglo-Saxon Israel, repeatedly gets fat, happy, and lazy, and forgets Yahweh. Deuteronomy 32:15. But Jeshurun waxed, or prospered, fat, and rebelled. You were waxen fat, you are grown thick, you are covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim which had made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation, or deliverance, preservation, victory. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations provoked they him to anger. 1 Corinthians 10:21. You cannot drink the cup of the prince and the cup of devils. You cannot partake of the prince's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the prince to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Going to church, declaring yourself saved, and worshiping a Jewish Jesus is drinking the cup of devils. Judeo-Christianity and other false denominational doctrines will not preserve you in this life and will not open the door for you to the next. It matters who and what we believe. Deuteronomy also has many examples of mortal preservation when Yahweh is obeyed. We also see that Yahweh is our rock of deliverance, who is also our mortal life preserver. Joshua 1:7. Only be you strong and very courageous, that you may observe, or guard, protect, watch, to do according to all the Torah, which Moshe, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the Torah shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe, or guard, protect, watch, to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. The law was not done away with, as the churches falsely teach. Antinomians, beware. An antinomian is one who is lawless, against the law, or maintain they are freed from the law by virtue of grace. The only thing that was done away with was the priesthood and its rituals. Christ took over as our mediator and high priest when he died. Obedience is a life preserver. Joshua 6:25. And Joshua saved, or preserved alive, Rahab, the innkeeper, alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelled in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Rahab and her family were descendants of Israelites that had left Egypt before the Exodus. Rahab was not a harlot. She was an embassy keeper. When her husband died, she took over the Egyptian embassy. Joshua 10:6. And the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp, to Gilgal, saying, Slack not your hand from your servants. Come up to us quickly and save, or liberate, rescue, preserve us, and help, or protect, aid us. For all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your forefathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. And the people answered and said, Elohim forbid that we should forsake Yahweh to serve other gods. For Yahweh, our Elohim, he it is that brought us up and our forefathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved, or guarded, us in all the way that we went, and among all the people whom we passed. Another verse where the King James uses the correct English word preserved. Yahweh guards and preserves the people of his promise because of the covenant he made with Abraham. In Joshua, we see mortal preservation through obedience and guarding of the Torah, that Rahab and her family were preserved alive, and that Yahweh guards his people for their mortal preservation. Judges 2:13. And they forsook Yahweh, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Lord and Haimi Jesus is what we call Baal now, and Easter is a pagan holiday of Ashtaroth. Yes, we have become pagan once again. Verse 14, And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of the spoilers that spoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their hated enemies round about, so that they could no longer stand before their hated enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of Yahweh was against them for harm, as Yahweh had said, and as Yahweh had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, Yahweh raised up judges, or leaders, which delivered, or saved, rescued, preserved them out of the hands of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods, and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Yahweh, but they did not so. And when Yahweh raised them up judges, then Yahweh was with the judge, and delivered, or saved, rescued, preserved them out of the hand of their hated enemies all the days of the judge. For it moved Yahweh because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead, and they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers, in following other gods to serve them, and to bow down unto them, they ceased not from their own practices, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he said, Because that this people has transgressed my covenant, which I have commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep, or guard, preserve, observe, the way of Yahweh to walk therein, as their fathers did keep, or guard, preserve, observe, or not. Repeated theme over and over, stray from Yahweh, lose preservation, repent, return and follow Yahweh, be guarded and preserved, over and over. When will we learn to follow him always? Judges 10:13. Yet you have forsaken me and served other gods. Wherefore I will deliver, or save, rescue, preserve you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver, or save, rescue, or preserve you in the time of your tribulation. And the children of Israel said unto Yahweh, We have sinned. Do you unto us whatever seems good to you. Deliver, or save, preserve, defend us only, we pray you this day. H 5337, not Saul, is a verb which means to deliver from enemies or troubles or death. When Yahweh delivers you, you have been preserved and can continue in life. In Judges, we see that Yahweh preserved and delivered his people by his judges. We also see that when our ancestors chose to follow other gods, that Yahweh did not rescue, deliver, and preserve his people. 1 Samuel 2:7. Yahweh makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the beggar or the needy from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the seat of honor. For the pillars of the land are Yahweh's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep, or guard, protect, preserve, the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. When we live righteously, we are supported, we are healthy, rich in spirit, and we are preserved. When we live unrighteously, we are left to the adversary, brought low, unhealthy, experience calamities, and we are not preserved nor delivered. 1 Samuel 19:4. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and he said to him, Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he has not sinned against you, and because his works have been towards you very good. For he did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine. And Yahweh wrought a great salvation, or national preservation, or deliverance, for all Israel. You saw, and did rejoice. Wherefore then will you sin against innocent blood to slay David without a cause? And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan, and Saul sware, As Yahweh lives, he shall not be slain. David was a type of Christ. David was an ancestor of Christ. David's righteousness brought Yahweh's help, protection, preservation, and deliverance, not only to David himself, but to the national group, the 12 tribes, as well. H. 8668, Teshua, is a noun and it means salvation and deliverance on a national or spiritual level. In this case, national preservation. Verse 10, And Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin, but he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, If you save, or slip away, escape not, your life tonight, tomorrow you shall be slain. So Michal let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped, or slipped away. By slipping away, David preserved his life from Saul. 1 Samuel 27:9 And David smote the land, and left, or preserved, saved, neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep and the oxen and the asses and the camels and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. 1 Samuel 30:18 And David recovered, or rescued, all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued, or recovered, delivered from his enemies, his two wives. Some of the men stayed back and guarded the stuff, and the ones that went to fight did not want to share in the spoils. Verse 23. Then said David, You shall not do so, my brethren, with that which Yahweh has given us, who has preserved, or guarded, protected us, and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarried by the stuff, that they should part alike. Even though the tired men that stayed back didn't fight, they guarded the stuff. They preserved what was recovered. The parable of the poor man's lamb. David repents. 2 Samuel 12:1. And Yahweh sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, or kept alive, or preserved. And it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own food, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveller unto the rich man, and he did not want to take of his own flock, and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb, and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, As Yahweh liveth, the man that has done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, You are the man. Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and delivered you out of the hand of Saul. And I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your bosom, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto you such and such things. Wherefore have you despised the commandments of Yahweh to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and has taken his wife to be your wife, and have slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, and has taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife." David strayed and put Uriah in a position to be killed in order to have his wife, and was punished for it. If it was not for the Davidic covenant, David's repentance, and David's love for Yahweh, he would have been slain. Yahweh keeps his promises and covenants, and therefore David, his throne, and his seed were, and still are, preserved. 2 Samuel 22:3. The Elohim of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, or deliverance, my high tower and my refuge, my savior, or helper. You savest, or deliver, preserve, rescue me from the unjust man. Rock, shield, horn of deliverance, tower, and refuge are all nouns and refer to Yahweh. Trust, my Savior, and you savest are the verb forms. Yahweh is who to look on, to put trust in, to help you, and to preserve you from the unjust. Verse 21. Yahweh rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands has he recompensed me. For I have kept, or guarded, observed, preserved, the ways of Yahweh, and have not wickedly departed from my Elohim. For all his judgments were before me, and for his statutes I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity, or to guard or to keep oneself from sin. Therefore Yahweh has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful you show yourself merciful, and with the upright man you show yourself upright. With the pure you show yourself pure, and with the froward you show yourself unsavory. And the afflicted people you will save, or deliver, rescue, preserve. But your eyes are upon the haughty, that you may bring them down. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, or deliverance, or preservation, and your humility has made me great. You have enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. It's all about preservation, protection, safety, guarding, helping, restoring, things which keep us blessed and alive in this life. Nothing we do in this life guarantees us for the next. How arrogant to claim you're saved already. We are to consistently, sincerely, and consistently strive toward the mark of duty as children of the Most High. That is, living a daily life seeking him, not just on Sundays. Obeying and observing his commands and appointed times, the laws were not done away with, and the feast days are still required to observe. Studying and examining his word, not the church or the preacher's word or the KJV only. We must daily humble ourselves, repent, pray, and love and support our kinsmen. Then, maybe, if you did it all in truth and righteousness, you will be raised and placed into position of sons and daughters in the kingdom. We must guard and observe his ways until our last breath, because our past righteousness does not count against our present or future unrighteousness. People who claim they are saved are not righteous from their declaration forward. Talking about one of David's mighty men, Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ahoite, 2 Samuel 23:12. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, and slew the Philistines. And Yahweh wrought a great victory, or deliverance, a national deliverance from the Philistines. In the books of Samuel, we see that Yahweh guards his saints and his nation when they are doing rightly, that David prolongs his life by escaping Saul, that David's family and stuff was rescued and guarded. Yahweh preserves those who trust in him to deliver them from the unjust man. Yahweh rewards and preserves those who guard and preserve his ways. Yahweh preserves the humble. 1 Kings 2, verse 1. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the land. Be you strong, therefore, and show yourself a man, and keep the charge of Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep, or guard, protect, preserve, his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the laws of Moses, that you mayest prosper in all that you do and whithersoever you turn thyself, that Yahweh may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If your children take heed to, or guard, or observe their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, that there shall not fail you, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. And he has. Queen Elizabeth, too, is the reigning Judahite on the throne of David. But she is not righteous, nor are her children purebloods. Her husband was a Jew. Kinda makes you wonder what happens when she dies. 2 Kings 19:32. Therefore, thus says Yahweh concerning the king of Assyria, He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it, meaning pile dirt up against the city walls to climb up over it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, says Yahweh, for I will defend this city to save, or give victory to, or to preserve it, for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Hezekiah was a good king and turned many of the people back to Yahweh with his reforms. Yahweh blessed them by preserving or keeping them safe or delivering them from the Assyrian assault. The ancient inscriptions of the Assyrians tells that Sennacherib kept Hezekiah like a bird in a cage. This was to blur the fact that the king of Assyria failed in taking Jerusalem. Sennacherib was murdered by his own son in his own land shortly thereafter because of his blasphemy towards Yahweh. 2 Kings 20, verse 6. And I will add unto your days 15 years, and I will deliver, or rescue, defend, preserve you in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered, or was restored, or preserved. Hezekiah was restored to health, mortal preservation. The city was preserved from death by invaders. In the books of the kings, Yahweh preserved his people and his nation when they humbled themselves and returned and trusted in him. 1 Chronicles 10:13. So Saul died for his transgression which he committed against Yahweh, even against the word of Yahweh, which he kept not, or did not guard, observe, or preserve, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit, a necromancer, to inquire of it, the witch of Endor, and inquired not of Yahweh. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. Saul was not good at following Yahweh's orders. Saul was chosen by Yahweh, but was also an example of what happens when you do your own thing. Could this show that there is no such thing as once saved, always saved, and that you can fall from grace and be blotted out? 1 Chronicles 11:8. And David built the city round about, even from Millo round about, and Joab repaired, or restored, revived, or preserved the rest of the city. Physical things, such as the city, are also preserved when they are repaired or restored. 1 Chronicles 16:23. Sing unto Yahweh all the land, show forth from day to day his salvation, or deliverance. Day to day, daily preservation through obedience and allegiance, praising him for our preservation day to day. Verse 35. And say you, save us, O Elohim of our salvation, or deliverance, or preservation, and gather us together, and deliver, or preserve, us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, and boast in your praise. 2 Chronicles 23:11. Then they brought out the king's son, and put upon him the crown, and gave him the testimony, and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and said, Elohim save the king, or sustain in life, or preserve the king. The Hebrew reads, long live the king. 2 Chronicles 32:22. Thus Yahweh saved, or delivered, or preserved, Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. In the words of the days, which is Chronicles, we see that Saul was not preserved because he was disobedient, that restoring and rebuilding cities preserves them, that we should praise Yahweh daily for our daily mortal preservation. 2 Esdras 14:34. If you, then, will rule over your minds and discipline your hearts, you shall be kept alive, or preserved, and after death you shall obtain mercy, or be delivered. Nehemiah 1:2. That Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Judahites that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. The Babylonians took Jerusalem, and destroyed it, and carried off the Judahites into captivity about 100 years before. Verse 4. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the Elohim of heaven, and said, I beseech you, O Yahweh Elohim of heaven, the great and revered Elohim, that keeps, or guards, or preserves, covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe, or guards, or preserves, his commandments. Let your ear now be attentive, and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against you, and have not kept, or guarded, or preserved, the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which you commanded your servant Moses. Nehemiah 9:6. You, even you, are Yahweh alone. You have made the sky of skies, with all their host, the land, and all things that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein. And you preserve, or give life to, them all, and the host of the sky worships you. Nehemiah shows more proof that with reverence and obedience to Yahweh and his laws brings mortal preservation. Praise Yahweh, our deliverer.